Modern office technology. I hate it.
What?
All this office technology. Can't we go back to how things used to be when I first started work?
No. I actually quite like the office equipment we have. I don't know how we'd do without it, to be honest.
But you don't actually like those time management apps, do you?
I do. I've always liked them.
But why? I think they're just more work for us. I've thought that since they were first introduced.
Really? I find them okay.
But all those systems are so time-consuming. I mean, it takes me half an hour every day to go through my mails and prioritise them before I even get to answer the important ones.
I know, but think of the time you used to spend chatting to your secretary and trying to arrange meetings on the phone. Remember when you had a secretary? Those days are gone.
Yes, they are. But I also think that interacting in an office was a good thing. And in the past, we seemed to have longer to answer people, didn't we? Now, if people don't get an answer within an hour, they start sending more mails.
We all know that business processes have speeded up. It's silly to want to change that.
Well, not really. I think it depends on the company culture.
Think of all the filing we had to do before we became a paperless office. And anyway, nobody has to use all the new gadgets. People have a choice. But generally, I feel that if somebody isn't comfortable using the newest technology, they shouldn't work in an office.
And what about video conferencing? It can't completely replace face-to-face meetings, can it? I quite liked my trips to the head office every few weeks. It was always pleasant and relaxing on the train, and I got to have a nice lunch afterwards.
Of course, and then it's not quite the same. But a video conference is just a meeting like any other, and it does actually save time and money.
But what if your internet connection dies halfway through?
I know, but in a proper meeting, there can be interruptions as well.
Right, but
the thing is, companies have to try to save money wherever they can nowadays. If you spend a lot of money on travelling to and fro, there will be less money for training or research and development, for example, and that'll be a lot worse.
Okay, that's a good point.
And think of the environment. All those journeys saved.
I suppose so.
Another thing is, there will always be technological developments and changes in the workplace, you know?
But you said people have a choice, right?
Yes, exactly. Up to a certain point.
Well, then I want Peter back.
Sorry, but I don't think you can have your secretary back.